Hey, Nikki Booker here, and welcome to my podcast, Find Your Soul, Find Your Soulmate. My podcast is about love, loving yourself, loving other people, relationships, all things love, how not to be an idiot when you're dating, like I was, and some just fun dating tips and advice to help you along the way if you're trying to meet somebody special. So this week's episode is called, Is Your Partner Emotionally Unavailable? So in previous episodes, I talk about dating and, you know, reasons why we don't hear back from a guy that we like, that we went on a date with, or that we've been dating for a while. And the reasons that I give are one, he's just not feeling it, or two, he's dead. But, you know, there is a third reason why you might not hear back from a guy and or a girl, and it's because he's emotionally unavailable. This person is emotionally unavailable. They are not open. They're not open. Therefore, they're not open to being in a relationship. You know, there's nothing you can do to get this person to really commit. I mean, commit to loving you and letting you in, letting you into their world where they're not perfect. The person is simply unwilling or unable to be real. This person can't open up and be vulnerable. You may be in a committed relationship with this person already, but achieving true intimacy will be impossible. If you're in a relationship with a person who is emotionally unavailable, it can be one of the just loneliest and heartbreaking places that you can be. I know, I've been there. So how do you know if someone is emotionally unavailable? For me, there's a few pretty quick tells when you're beginning to get to know someone. I mean, after you've been dating someone for a while, it starts to become blatantly obvious. But at the beginning, there are some quick tells that this person might be emotionally unavailable. You know, do you ever meet someone and look into their eyes when you're having a conversation and there seems to be nothing there? In other words, their eyes kind of appear vacant, or you just get like this blank stare. I mean, that's not a 100% given, but it's a sign. You know, when you're talking to this person, does he or she constantly avert their eyes away from you? Is it hard for them to make eye contact for more than a few seconds? Do you feel like there's a constant interruption in the flow of your conversation? Or worse, can you even have a conversation? Does it feel like sometimes you're talking to yourself, even though they're sitting right across from you? There are some pretty quick tells, and these are evident pretty early when you're starting to get to know someone. So for instance, people who are emotionally unavailable have a hard time connecting with people. The first part of connecting with another person is literally by locking eyes. It doesn't have to be weird for minutes on end, but you know what it feels like when you're talking and the other person is clearly not focusing on you or focusing on the conversation. People who are emotionally unavailable generally have a hard time even having a true conversation at all. And what do I mean by a true conversation? I mean a conversation in which there is back and forth dialogue, a conversation where two people are talking to each other, listening to each other, and responding to each other based off of what they just heard, not basically ignoring the other person while they wait for what they want to say next, or worse, constantly interrupting you. A true conversation is not when someone is talking at you, right? Are they clearly not really interested in what you have to say? That's a sign that the person you're speaking with is emotionally unavailable. Now, this is different, obviously, than talking to someone who's distracted by something. I mean, if you're talking to your spouse or friend and they're in the middle of something like checking their phone for work updates or an important call, obviously, they can't be doing that all the time because that's rude, but I'm talking about when you're on a date and you're relaxing and you're hanging out and it doesn't feel like you're even there. Are your conversations always light? Do you generally keep it light in your conversations, or are you able to discuss deeper issues? Do you talk about important things in life, your fears, your dreams, you know, the big things? When you're struggling with an issue, are you dismissed? This is such a big one for me. If you can't seem to discuss what you're struggling with in your life, then it will be difficult to relate to this person on a deeper level. Are you told, you know, maybe you've been seeing each other for a little while. Are you told, don't worry, it'll be okay. And then the conversation quickly switches back to that person. What's going on in their life? What went on during their day? Does the person even ask how your day went? Do they immediately jump into all the bad that went on with them that day? Is it always about how someone wronged them? Are they always the victim? If someone is always the victim, then they are emotionally immature and therefore emotionally unavailable. Is the topic at hand always about the other person? You've experienced this before. You know what I mean. Do you feel like you know everything about this person and their daily struggles, but you never seem to get around to yours? Is it always about the other person and how it makes them feel? Is it always about what's going on in their life? Oh, these people exhaust me. People who are emotionally unavailable find it very difficult to think of something from another person's perspective. It's always about how it affects them. Are you generally the one listening and not doing much talking? Do you feel like it's not a two-way conversation and you're often interrupted and unable to even finish a thought? You may be with someone who's emotionally unavailable. Did you point out that you don't prefer a certain behavior from the other person? Maybe they did something you didn't like. Maybe they said something that hurt your feelings. Maybe their behavior is causing you stress and you pointed that out. Did that person immediately jump down your throat and attack you? Did that person immediately lash out at you? You may be with someone who's not only emotionally available, but who's also unable to take a good look at him or herself. This is the person who is either unwilling or unable to look at how their behavior affects others. This person is extremely sensitive and as a result, very defensive. Does the person you're with feed on drama? When you constantly need drama in your life, it means you're looking for validation. It means that deep down, you fill a void. So instead of dealing directly with the issue that's creating that void, you create other dramatic events as a distraction. There's a lot of other signs, but these are the ones that stand out to me. These are what I call the pretty quick tells that you may be with someone who's emotionally unavailable. Does that mean they're a bad person? No, not necessarily. But if you're looking for peace in your life, it will be difficult to achieve with this person. This person is either unable or unwilling to deal with their own internal weaknesses, and instead they seek to find weaknesses in others. So will this person ever be emotionally available? Possibly. But it can only happen when they're ready. You can't force someone. It can't be forced. It's a personal revelation that it can potentially occur. However, it happens at different times for all of us. For most of us, it's when we hit rock bottom. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it'll happen. It takes a lot of strength to improve yourself. You know this. When you want to improve yourself, it means you have to acknowledge the things about yourself that aren't so great. You have to acknowledge the ugly that we all have. And that's very difficult for some people to do. Some are never able to do it. Some just simply aren't. And sadly, it's not because they can't. It's because they don't think they can. They don't feel worthy. In fact, these people don't actually like themselves. And so they don't think they deserve it. It's a real shame. It's a real shame because it's never too late to decide to be better. These people have a hard time seeing their strengths. So they're extremely sensitive to criticism. Deep down, this person is already aware of their weaknesses, but they're not strong enough to face them. It's easier to dismiss and ignore than it is to acknowledge and address. Some people don't have the internal strength, and they find it easier to place a responsibility on external factors. It's never their fault. There's always an excuse. And these are often the people with the mindset that you're either with them or against them. There's no gray area. Gray area means that there is no direct fault on another party. Gray area means there's reason for evaluation of one's own thoughts and belief structure. Gray area means looking within instead of focusing on the external. Another really big one, huge one, is, are you mentally exhausted after being with this person? If you're mentally exhausted, just even physically, you can get so mentally exhausted that you become physically exhausted. If you're exhausted after being with this person, then you may be with someone who's emotionally unavailable. Emotionally unavailable people have no internal bank to draw from, so they feed on yours. You literally feel like the life is being sucked out of you. Do you find yourself mentally drained after being with this person? Are you exhausted after spending significant amounts of time together? So what should you do? You have no choice but to be kind and continue to tell this person what you need. You deliver the message kindly and with the understanding that you truly care about this person and only care about their happiness. And after all, if you truly care about someone, then you owe it to them to speak the truth. If they don't want to hear it, it's not your fault. No one can blame you for not trying. They simply aren't ready to hear it. And you can only tell someone what you need. And if they can't provide it, then you have to make a decision. You have to decide how much and for how long you will continue to let this person feed off of you. If you just started dating, then run. Seriously, find someone who has their life together and don't try and fix this person. You should never try to fix a person. You can be there for someone, but you won't fix somebody. You can't do that. They can only do that for themselves. Sadly, if you stay with this person, the kind of person who feeds off of another, they'll eventually dry you up. If you think the person will stick around forever too, you're probably wrong. And even if they do, it's not really a person who's sticking around, but it's like a shell of a person. It can become a very lonely and depressing relationship. I know, again, I've been there. It's lonely because eventually you realize that you aren't really in a relationship, but you're just simply occupying the same space. You're just there for them. You're a source. There's no connection. You're simply a source of which to draw from. You will eventually dry out, and then this person will find another source. Emotionally unavailable people, they're not bad people generally. They're actually afraid. They're horrified of what might happen if they open up and become vulnerable. It's sad. It's so sad because everyone has the potential for happiness. Every single person has the potential for love and a deep connection. And I say it all the time. You have to have the connection with yourself first. In order to have that connection with yourself, you have to see yourself for who you really are, faults and all. So don't be afraid to be vulnerable. You are worth loving. Are you with someone who may be emotionally unavailable? Listen, don't be a doormat. Love yourself. Ask for what you need. And if you don't get it, then have the strength to walk away. Everyone deserves to be happy. Everyone deserves love. Love yourself first, and then, and only then, can you truly love another. Hey, thanks so much for listening today. I'm Nikki Booker. You can find me at nikkibooker.com. I have a newsletter you can subscribe to. If you would like to get my email address, you subscribe and then you can email me anytime. I offer private coaching if that's something you're interested in. I help people with just getting in a better place. Maybe you're just stuck, need some help with how to move forward. You have some goals you want to achieve and you just find yourself stuck. Maybe you need some dating advice. I'm here and I'd love to help you. If you liked what you heard today, please subscribe to my podcast. And hey, if you feel like it, leave a review. Thanks so much. Have the best day.